Since the earliest days of computing, IT organizations have sought more productive approaches to software development. And while they've certainly made progress, integration and legacy issues continue to present challenges. Now, web services offer some tantalizing possibilities. By providing a standardized set of tools for accessing and manipulating data, web services-based development can significantly reduce development time and enable IT organizations to build applications that combine information from multiple sources, and that gives them unprecedented flexibility. But even the most cutting-edge applications need to accommodate the fact that a lot of data and programs continue to be locked up in legacy formats. Hi, I'm Paul Gillen. Welcome to this DataDirect custom podcast, Unleashing XQuery's Power to Streamline Development and Data Integration. And in a moment, we'll speak with Dr. Carlo Innocenti of DataDirect, who will outline an exciting new technology that is easing the legacy data integration problem. An important new player in the web services suite is XQuery. XQuery provides a standard approach to accessing data in the XML format, and some implementations of XQuery also make it possible for data integration to be extended to relational data and to all kinds of legacy formats as well. The World Wide Web Consortium's XQuery standard was ratified in January. That important step brings peace of mind, knowing that XQuery will be supported long into the future. It has also enabled technology vendors to build a variety of innovative XQuery implementations to meet the market's requirements. In this podcast, we'll discuss the power and features of XQuery and describe how IT organizations can apply it to significantly speed development times and enhance flexibility. Our guest is Dr. Carlo Innocenti, Program Manager for XML Technologies at DataDirect. Dr. Innocenti has extensive experience in object-oriented and web services development, including positions as Principal Software Architect of Stylus Studio at Progress Software and at Exelon Corporation, where he managed an engineering group responsible for the overall tools strategy of the XML database division. We'll be right back to speak with Carlo after this word from DataDirect.
DataDirect excels with XML data integration products, including DataDirect XQuery, delivering the high performance and scalability necessary for large-scale XML processing needs. Free evaluation copies are available at xquery.com or xmlconverters.com. To get free consulting advice for your proof-of-concept project, sign up for our Jumpstart program today.
Now, Carlo, why don't we start with basics? What exactly is XQuery?
So XQuery is an XML query language. It's a WPC recommendation at this point, so it's a approved specification. And as a XML query language, it's designed to let people query, transform, inspect XML documents, XML data models. And XML query, XQuery is the result of the efforts of many companies that have been involved in the WPC committee for quite a few years, and of many domain experts that have been working on the same committee during the past several years. And one of the interesting things about XQuery is that it has been designed as an XML query language, as I mentioned, but it has kept the doors open to be used as a language for data integration across heterogeneous data sources. So it's very well suited to provide data services that span across heterogeneous data sources.
Now, of course, we already have a standard query language called SQL that many technology professionals are familiar with. Why not just use that?
Well, they cover different spaces. SQL works very well, and it's perfectly well-suited for working with the relational data models or working with tables, with rectangular data. But it doesn't work well if you try to move away from tabular data. It's not meant to do that. And even the attempts that have happened in the past and that some companies are still moving on to make it work, for example, against XML, like SQL XML, have been kind of cumbersome, and I don't think that users are particularly satisfied with that. And also, in general, SQL is not definitely meant to deal with heterogeneous data sources, like it's not able to work with web services or with XML or non-XML document even in general.
You mentioned the ratification of an XQuery standard. Why is that such an important milestone?
Well, ratification of a language as a standard is always very important. In the case of XQuery, it basically moves XQuery from being an experiment, a toy with which early adopters could play, to being something of a top-level first citizen language on which companies can really invest. It basically establishes a clear, stable reference that all implementations need to respect, and that definitely makes it jump to the next level.
How difficult is it to learn?
It's really easy. You know, it's a language, so it takes some effort to understand how it works, how different it is from the, maybe the typical languages you use. It's an XML query language, so XML is the only data model that XQuery handles internally. So it does require a little bit of investment, but it's definitely easier than many other XML technologies, and way easier, for example, than other XML languages like XSLT, that has had its own level of success in the last few years. In any case, it does require a little bit of understanding of XML, but I'm sure people will find it fairly easy to learn.
XQuery has a reputation as being a very good developer productivity tool. Can you give us an example of how it would handle queries to make them more efficient and return results more quickly?
Well, yeah, there are many possible examples I could mention. Just, for example, think about what you would need to do if you had to merge together, for example, an XML document with some relational data. In general, you would have to do a lot of hand coding. You would have to be very careful in optimizing things so that both handling the XML documents and the relational data would be a scalable, performant operation. And you would have to maintain such code in time over the changes that happen in the XML structure that you're handling and in the relational database structure that you're handling. If you try to do that by hand, using a combination of Java, JDBC, some XML APIs, you know, maybe JDOM, maybe JAXB, anything that you may prefer, you end up having probably an amount of code that, compared to what you would need to write and maintain using XQuery, is probably 20 times. If you try to put in the picture also web services, or maybe you're dealing with very large XML documents, maybe you're dealing with multiple relational database connections, or maybe even non-XML files that you need to convert on the fly to XML, you know, the benefits of XQuery and the productivity improvements that you get from XQuery are amazing. They are very, very easy to experience.
Being that it is XML-based, I trust it would have some relevance to the service-oriented architectures that many IT organizations are trying to build these days. Can you describe that?
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, a lot of IT organizations are approaching us because they see XQuery as a great way to jump on the idea of SOA. And you know, in many cases, you hear a lot of talk about SOA, but only a few people really focus on data access aspect of SOA. How do you get the data? What do you do to put together all the various heterogeneous data sources that you need to deal with in a real IT organization? And XQuery definitely plays a big role there. You know, on one side, it makes it very, very easy to create data services that aggregate data originated from a variety of data sources, and that means that you can rely on it to access even other data services that are exposing your own SOA. On the other hand, it makes it very, very easy also to expose XQuery itself as a data service itself. And the fact that XQuery and Weasel, which is a typical way you expose a web service contract, share the same underlying data model, which is XML, that makes the integration and the fit of XQuery into SOA architectures almost perfect. It's being able to play with XQuery and seeing how it really integrates in the ability of merging together web services and providing web service itself, it's pretty impressive.
Can you give us an example or describe how it can be used in a web services application? You mentioned that it can be used both to query and also be exposed as a query tool to the outside. How might that work?
Well, think about a simple example. You need to create maybe a service that provides flight information to one or more applications. And your company is relying already maybe on SOA or is moving to SOA, and they have some kind of service that exposes mainframe data, which it's fairly common to see mainframe data more and more exposed as web services. And this mainframe data web service is exposing maybe some detailed flight information. then also assume that you have additional data, like it might be flight crew assignments or any other details about flights that is stored instead inside the relational database. Now, at this point, you would need to create some kind of data service that pulls this data together, both the mainframe and relational data together, and provides that as a service on your bus, on your intranet, or your on the internet itself. And you can do that in a single XQuery. Just developing one single XQuery, you can achieve that. And the day anything changes, or maybe there is a switch from one relational database to another, maybe data that was previously stored in the relational database is moved to the mainframe, or vice versa, any combination of things. The developer really only needs to slightly change the XQuery. He doesn't need to think about how the application is interfacing to the data service itself, and even the low-level details about how the XQuery is connecting to the various data sources are completely abstracted from the developer. And now, just think about how you would try to achieve the same hand coding in maybe Java and a variety of other APIs, and think about what kind of a nightmare that would be.
You mentioned abstracting the data, and that data abstraction layer component is very important. Can you give us an example of, or tell us how that enhances flexibility?
Well, the ability of abstracting the data sources implementation is a huge flexibility improvement for users. Basically, it means that the user, the developer, just needs to focus on creating the XQuery and dealing with the XML data model of how things are manipulated inside XQuery. You don't need to think about the fact that the web service is going to do an I/O operation over HTTP. You don't need to think about the underlying gdpc connection to your database. XQuery shields you from all those details.
Now that it is a World Wide Web Consortium standard, can customers expect that all vendors' implementations will be the same?
That's usually a dream, isn't it? You know the answer, probably. It's whenever there is a standard language, there are non-standard implementations. So you can count.
One can hope, though.
It's true. And it is true that, in general, the implementations that are out there of XQuery tends to have a level of compliance with the standard, which is fairly high. The WCC website lists some of the results of the tests that are published by a variety of vendors, DataDirect included, and the user can take a look at that and see how compliant it is with the testing suite that WCC publishes. That said, it's very true that in many implementations differ one from the other, especially into the little details about where the implementation specializes. There are implementations that specialize in dealing with relational data, others that specialize in dealing with XML documents, others with XML databases. So all those different focuses in many cases bring up small differences in the way you would create and test an XQuery.
Now, Carlo, DataDirect has been involved with XQuery since the very early days. How has that helped you anticipate the evolution of the market and the different technical requirements that have come along?
Well, DataDirect has been very active in the XQuery WCC committee from the very beginning, several years ago. And we have started working on the product and with early adopters in the market at least 3-4 years ago. And that has given us the possibility definitely to understand what kind of problems XQuery help solving, what kind of problems the users were trying to solve, and focusing the product on features and functionality that came up from this investigation. And examples about how this drove our decisions include, for example, the possibility to optimize queries that handle relational databases, or the possibility to integrate web service calls natively inside XQuery itself, or the capability to even update relational databases from your XQuery, and also not to forget the ability to query very, very large XML documents. We have always assumed before talking to customers that a large XML document was something in the few hundreds of megabytes, but then we started seeing customers asking for support of multiple gigabytes or dozens or hundreds of gigabytes of XML documents, and that definitely took some effort on our side to make sure that our implementation worked fine in those cases.
Now, I assume that your implementation does go and does go above and beyond just implementing the standard. How might it do that?
Well, I think the support for relational data sources is probably the top one I would mention. There are many ways you can support relational data sources. One relatively easy way is just to be able to run XQuery against relational data that has been translated into XML. That's probably the easiest way to do things. But you know, you can imagine that this is a risk in terms of scalability and performance, and in some cases it's just completely non-practical to do that. It's a whole different thing to do what we did inside our own implementation, which is being able to decompose an XQuery in parts that deal with relational data sources and others that deal with native XML data, and then translating the XQuery parts that are dealing with relational data sources into SQL and mediating the result back. That's a huge task that brings to amazing benefits, and the results that you get when using data-type XQuery in conjunction with relational databases are fairly amazing. Another thing I would mention is definitely the ability to query, to run XQuery in a streaming fashion. So that's the one technology that allows us to run against hundreds of gigabytes, for example. How would you do that unless your XQuery is able to run in a streaming fashion?
So those are some very large databases. Do you require specific infrastructure for that, or will you fit into most existing frameworks?
We are a component. Data-type XQuery is a component. It's a library. Think about that as a library. It just fits in your standalone Java application, in your complicated application server infrastructure. It doesn't require any infrastructure, but it will fit in virtually any infrastructure or framework.
Looking out in the future, how do you believe the ratification of this standard and the adoption of XQuery will affect the way IT organizations work?
Well, that's a difficult question, you know, to foresee the future. But I would imagine, or I would hope, that what we'll see in time is especially benefits in terms of productivity, of flexibility, and efficiency. I would expect IT organizations to be able to respond, thanks to XQuery, to ever-changing requirements in a much faster way than they can do that today. I would like to see IT organizations able to rely on the performance and scalability brought by the underlying XQuery implementation without having to worry about that themselves in the code that they rewrite and maintain themselves. Also, in general, the ability to respond to changes in the infrastructure of data sources should be greatly improved thanks to the to what we were mentioning before in terms of abstraction that XQuery provides on top of the low-level data sources.
And what changes would you recommend that IT organizations make now to prepare themselves for the migration to this standard?
Well, at this point, I think that the one thing that the IT organizations should be prepared to is not to resist SOAR and not to resist change in general. So it's probably more a cultural change than a physical one that I would encourage. I think it's a matter of be willing to endorse something that will allow them to do their work better in the long term.
So what's the best way to get started?
Well, I would recommend anyone interested in digging deeper to visit us at www.xquery.com. There are plenty of examples there, tutorials about both XQuery and the interfaces on top of the XQuery engine. You can also download the product and you can try it for free. So I always believe that the best way to understand the huge benefits that XQuery brings to the table is in trying it out. Run it against your data and see for yourself what we've been talking about in this call. I think that's the best suggestion I could give you at this point.
We'll wrap up after this word from DataDirect.
DataDirect excels with XML data integration products, including DataDirect XQuery, delivering the high performance and scalability necessary for large-scale XML processing needs. Free evaluation copies are available at xquery.com or xmlconverters.com. To get free consulting advice for your proof-of-concept project, sign up for our Jumpstart program today.
Our thanks to Dr. Carlo Innocenti of DataDirect for his perspective on the power of XQuery. And thanks to you for tuning in for this DataDirect custom podcast, Unleashing XQuery's Power to Streamline Development and Data Integration. My name is Paul Gillis.